crap. I used to take my crab pot over there and put it out. I had a king crab pot, a light one, near the endangered bay there, not very far from where Schaefer's logging camp was. It was after I quit working over there. And then it got to those guys that lived, that was still working there, got to robbing my pot and then not baiting it up again. And finally, I went over there one time, and the pot was gone. They took the pot, too. So the same way with the Dungeness pot, I'd put it in Marka Bay there and get Dungeness crab. And somebody went and took that pot, too, so I didn't have it anymore.
Did you ever go fishing to Bering Sea?
No.
Boy,
it is open today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 15th.
What those poor fishermen go through, huh? Yeah. Sometimes they show it on TV, you know.
Yeah.
Bering Sea fishermen.
Could be nice now, though. Just in the wintertime is when they really get it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Those waters out there are really terrible. I spent a year out there during the first part of the war on a destroyer, and then we went to the South Pacific. And that weather out there, those storms to me were worse than the went through two typhoons around Okinawa and the Sea of Japan there. And to me, those real bad storms in the Aleutians where it blew up to 120 or so were worse than them typhoons.
Yeah.
Because the seas are sharper, closer together in the Aleutians and in the southern waters where they're far apart, you know, the waves.
Well, it's deeper. Mm-hmm. The Aleutians are so shallow.
Yeah.
You know. And I've never been there. I fished False Pass, though.
Mm-hmm.
I went down Lukey, Unimax Pass. I went to Bedford.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only place in Alaska I never did fish was the Bering Sea.
Yeah.
I fished all over everywhere else.
Yeah. I fished about three times with Dow Valley. Mm-hmm. On the Rosemary, but it wasn't that out there. He went out there quite a bit, though, with the Rosemary. He went as far as Adak, fishing around that area with the Rosemary. We was going along the Alaska Peninsula there, going to check on some of these pots that the ice had covered up before he could get them. Ice come out of Cook Inlet, and carried some of his pots away, and some of them had just went over the top of the buoys, and we got near Kukak Bay there, and here's old Herman von Scheele, trapped right up against the shore. The ice, he went in there to try to get some of his pots, and the ice trapped him in there, and he couldn't get out with that
Kingfisher.
What?
Kingfisher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dal had that steel hull on the Rosemary, you know. And he called him and said, I'll come right in there. I'll swing right by you. And as I swing by you, pushing the ice out of the way, well, you just come right up against my stern and follow me out. And then the ice will close in behind us, but not quick enough to hit your boat.
Yeah.
And, so that's what we did, and he was really glad to see us. He thought he was done for.
Yeah.
I think Hermwald was with him.
I walked the book to good. I can look. I saw okay.
Wait, the book.
Finished for today?
Okay.
Monday,
Chile. Tang Chakamgan.
Does Hermold
we'll
live in town,
Monday.
Or does he live over in Port Lyon?
What time, though?
Hermold is in
in the Milton. Evening, if you want
to.
He stays with, most of the time he's with Early.
I get my tape.
He Early up there.
Yeah.
I'm starting my third tape.
Oh,
in fact,
really?
I'm going to go up there at the end of this month. I'm going to drive up there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday the 18th. Well,
I maybe couldn't mention them, but I stopped there all the time.
Yeah.
At 7.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or 6. Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
The elder Cosmos called Bill.
So say that in Aleut.
What was the name of that boat Monday he had?
Monday 7
Kokagi. It was a fair-sized boat.
Yeah. 7 Kokagi.
Kokagi.
I forget the name of it, too.
7 o'clock.
But he used to stop in there and see me at the mill every once in a while.
Finished.
I liked
ER room, emergency room, took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 200 over 200 and something. And then Fred wanted me, and the nurses were going to say, what are we going to tell him? And then another nurse, they didn't want to tell him I was in ER, you know. And one of the nurses said, oh, we'll tell him that she's going down for lunch. And they gave me medication right under my tongue. Liquid
oh,
stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I stayed up there with Fred.
Laura sends her best.
What minute Gaddafi?
What's that?
What minute Gaddafi? One way I get that last part is not functioning right, I guess.
Kadhafi look is falling.
So what are we going to practice tonight?
Okay.
January.
Okay.
Unanikshak.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, months. Probably masquerading as the devil dance and all that.
January, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nanishkak.
Oh yeah, short month. February.
Nanishkak.
Now,
is that 2004 or 2005 calendar?
Beats me. Let's see. We leap year. This must be this year.
Yeah,
so this is leap year.
January.
Fred used to celebrate his birthday February 28th. And then when we got his birth certificate from Juno, it was March 1st. So we think he was born 1924. That was a leap year.
Yeah.
So we think that he was born on the 29th. Mm. So he was just a young kid when he died. And when we got married, I was an elder to him. I can figure that out and see how old he was that time. He was born in 1924.
What was that?
Gee, he was older than Grim.
Spring. It must be spring. Kaya. I wish I could read it.
I could almost get it.
This is Ichalok, right?
Ichalok. The months are called Ichalok.
Ichalok?
That's moon.
Here, Hinak. Ichalok. Fasting. Here, Hinak.
What is spring?
Ichalok.
Igalo
is what? Month?
Yeah, Igalo is moon. Yeah.
Igalo?
Yeah, but they have that for the month.
For the month, Ighalo. Yeah.
Okay, so Ighalo could be moon or month.
Depends on what you're looking at, the calendar or the moon.
Right. You see how the moon changes color?
Yeah.
You get the circles around the moon?
Yeah. I know.
Grandma,
I wonder who made them up.
Grandma's telling me.
She's never seen the moon so red or orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Are
they on a debate again?
Two. Are they supposed to be?
I don't know. I hear him on that.
That's when the
dirt
fish start coming. That's a garden. Notstedt. Ighalo. That's a
garden.
That's June month. Amachtut Ighalo. July month. Alagnat Ighalo. August. Kakiyat Ighalo.
Timber, yeah. Silver.
Silver's
happening. Huh?
What is that? That's October. That's Northern Lights. Northern Lights is November. Okay, December. Kanim Ighalo.
Kanim.
Shavu.
No Shavu.
Yeah. Kanim Ighalo.
Shovel month?
Kanik is when you're shoveling snow.
Right. Yeah.
English, what month did we get? February.
It says what they are.
Nanishkak Ighalo.
Well, that's a short month.
Nanishkak Ighalo. How did you say that? March. Nanishkak. Kayagnak Ighalo. March. The hungry moon. Kayagnak, you see it?
Yeah.
Kayagnak Ighalo. Oh. The red salmon moon.
It must be April there.
Ugnar, Og nachta ekstur gott. April, that's a hard one. Og nachta ekstur gott.
What did that say over there for April?
May. April.
Did there answers to him in
June? Yeah. The moon when it is getting warm. Uknashkak.
Yeah.
Uknach. Uknach. Shkak ikhala.
Yeah.
It is getting warm. Uknash.
That's April, yeah.
Yeah.
March is,
how did I say it? The new law includes vital money for first
responders. What did that say over there?
The hungry man.
Oh, the hungry man.
Uh-huh.
Then you went to April, that was...
The moon, when it is getting warm. Uknach shuchtuk. Okna ashuk tuk ikhalo. The rest are kind of a simple. November is. Yeah, the runny nose moon. How did we say that? Kakuno.
Yeah, runny nose. Yeah, that was.
The runny nose month is
not
October.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that how we told the months apart?
Yeah, well, somebody didn't know the months and they were just naming them.
Yeah, going according to
what goes on.
On that month, you know. Day of God.
October, runny nose month.
That's March, huh? That's my birthday.
March is
runny nose. That was
the hungry moon is March.
Huh?
March is hungry moon.
When's your birthday in March?
28th.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got a birthday in March?
No, my brother's.
Oh.
Yeah, my brother and my nephew are March. You are too? What day?
28. 28? Same time as mine, huh?
My brother's is March 29th.
Wow.
My son's is March 1st. And my mom's is March 3rd.
Wow. Mom and dad's anniversary is the 2nd.
And
the 5th is
New Year's.
My brother's.
Russian Christmas Eve is...
New dog. That's is that new dog up here in January?
That's new dog.
Yeah, new dog.
New dog. New ears, new dog. New ears. New ears. That's new ears. New dog. Shoot. New year. Russian Christmas Eve.
The 7th, and
we will not let up. Huh?
January 7th,
ain't it?
Yeah.
March is
the 6th.
Rosh
Hashanah. That's a week. Makincha.
Rosh Hashanah. Makincha is the eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's a week? How do you say a week?
That's same.
Is a day. Is a month. Ukshuk is a year. Now what's a week?
Ukshuk is winter time.
Okay, 1 year.
Maginik.
Ukshuk, yeah.
Maginik. Is it? Here's a week. Maginik.
Maginik. Is it?
Maginik.
Makainik.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, M-A-Q-I-N-E-Q. Mechanic is a week. Wow, Wednesday's Pinayan. Pinayan? Yeah, uh-huh. Is Wednesday.
Pinayan?
Yeah.
That's three.
Yeah. They call Wednesday.
What's that? Halloween.
What is that?
Devil's Day.
Yeah, people go weird on that day.
I got an.
But the majority of his colleagues ignored this. You should see how it is in New York. Go to Greenwich Village on Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
like you walked into a movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we ochanacha.
It's pretty freaky.
A registrum. Makinacha.
I never been. I just to the airport. Went in through there one time. Yeah.
I lived in Manhattan for many years.
Yeah. Really? Oh.
Yeah. I lived right one block from the UN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go down to First Avenue. I was on Second. Go down to First Avenue and you see all the flags just like on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And used to go to Greenwich Village sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got some weird folks down there.
Yeah.
They came from another planet. Really came from another planet. You go by, they actually worship Satan in some of them places. They got devil shops. It was weird. Give me the weebie jeebies walking by some of them. I said, that's some bad juju going on.
We stopped there on the way when we came back from Europe.
Uh-huh.
Man, what a bunch of epic. And when you get to the airport, you go right in the big line. We're changing airplanes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because you have to come through the international gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to go through security when you come through. More than three
quarters of Al Qaeda's key members. Yeah, I wonder what. Second time we landed in Cincinnati, and boy, they leave me mad. They took all my clothes out of my suitcase. These women, you know, they're checking your clothes. And I have to put them all back. That would make me mad. You put them back there, took them out.
Yeah. You should set some choice words.
You put like that, they'll put you in jail. You better.
You should have just said some choice words in Aleut.
When we went to Mexico that one time, we landed. We landed in a place and he asked me what nationality I was. I told him, Aleut. What's that? What's that? They kept saying.
Yeah.
Jimmy said, American. Boy, I was sweating. It was hot.
Abba, it's hot. See, that's what we studied last time. And let's see. Oknaktuk. Oknaktuk.
Oknaktuk.
Oknaktuk.
Oknaktuk.
Oknaktuk.
Oknistina.
Don't burn yourself.
Yeah. Don't burn yourself. Oknaktuk. Nick Kenya. Don't burn yourself. Or Abba.
Abba. I know Abba.
Not Abba. Abba.
Abba. Yeah.
Abba.
I got it.
You're a butthug.
Tangi.
Ashkengumuk. Ashkengumuk. Alaknanik paya liskyan. kayak on the, what they call the oven. Oven, what does it say, oven? Kayak on the,
she's taking the pie out of the oven.
No, I'm waiting for the word oven.
Duh.
O-V-E-N. I don't even have it.
No kidding. Oven. Pie, I'll take it out of the oven. I went somehow and pie could have watched. Screaming, running, jumping around the church.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then it got infected, and I had to take care of these kids, little kids. Walking around, I wasn't even using crutches, walking around happy. I have a big scar on my foot.
From that. What was it? What kind of pie?
A salmon berry pie.
It stuck to your skin.
How do you call oven?
Gee.
And door. I must have drove a week. That's a shotgun.
Yeah.
You say shotgun, say drove a week.
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 Shotgun.
Yeah.
Drove a week.
You and us, how did they say oven in Alu?
Huh? Oven.
Oven.
I'll figure it out.
Cooking stove is pilit-ingat. Heating stove, kamenik. Stove pipe, true pot.
Oh, but I'm trying to figure
stove
it out.
Stove cover lifter. Ugatka. Ugatka. Probably not at
all how it
sounds.
Heating stove.
Duhkowit. I will just try to take a klebuk from that.
Which
say.
One?
Duhkowit.
Duhkowit.
Is oven. What are you looking for now?
That stove.
Oh, you're talking about bringing
it. The stove.
Yeah.
Oven is duchowit.
You know, you're talking about burning yourself. This old man, yeah. Ifimka. Remember him?
Who?
Ifimka.
Oh, yeah.
He, we were fishing with. Yeah, he was my great uncle.
Oh, uh huh.
So we must be related somehow.
Yeah, you are. Because. Yeah. One of her aunts was a Canagan.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why her dad brought her to a fogging act when she was two after her mom died.
Oh.
For her aunt to raise her, you know.
Who's that?
My mom.
Mr. Oh, yes. I'm telling her about. I was fishing with him. Harry and I were fishing with him. We were gill netting it. Very big a fog neck, where big a fog neck is now. I was just a little guy and we had one of these old drum heaters, drum, half drum. He was making, Harry was showing you how he made hotcakes. I think, and he said, well, I'm and he said, oh man, he feed Harry and he put three of them in. He's doing that. What the? And one hotcake landed on top of the stove, one in the pan, and one. He was.
He's trying to be smart.
Yeah.
Make three, yeah.
I'm surprised one didn't land on his head. So let's do one of those books, huh?
Yeah.
And do a.
This one? Give me one. Oh, salmon, give me one. Simeon story, huh?
How do you say four?
Or
Stammen.
Stammen. Stammen.
Egaster.
Egaster.
Ding on even.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. How does it start?
Start from the beginning.
Can you good for you, good for you?
They make their tummies different.
Larry
McPhee. Don't they? Did you see that? The tummies?
That's Larry's geometry.
Oh.
See the tummies down there?
Yeah.
See how they make it?
Jesse Penrod makes her something like that.
We always used to just take the fish and just hang it over the oars. And dry it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But these fish can't be good at the rest.
We do it the same way.
Island of Alaska.
Halibut?
Yeah, that's all halibut right there.
Huh. Because I've seen them take
Alex loves to snack on tumble.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
The salmon, they make their strips.
Up north they make strips. And I think they use
the whole fish, right?
Fish,
yeah. Oh, and just hang it over the oar. Yeah.
You know how they make tumble real fast with old fish. When the fat goes up.
Uh-huh.
That's how they make tumble.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise it takes a long time.
Yeah, that's why my grandma always liked to get the ones in the rivers with
yeah.
the big hump.
Yeah,
They make them fast.
Who is your grandma?
Grandma Mary Peterson.
Oh, is that your grandma? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So how do you say halibut?
Shugik.
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 Yep.
Yep. Oh, my
mom. Shug yip. Dry again. So, dried. Shug yip. How do you say that? Dried.
Tamuk shug yip. Shug yip. Muk.
So they say tamuk?
Tamuli shug yip. Shug yip. Muk. Make dried halibut.
But that's making it. Just say dried halibut. How do you say that?
Tamuk.
Shagik.
Shagik
Shagik Tamuk. Tamulik Tamuk. Tamulik Tamuk. Shagimuk.
Tamuk tok to gut.
Shagimuk.
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 Tamluk.
Tamluk.
Tamuk.
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 Tamuk to gut. Shagimuk tamuk to gut.
Tamuli gut. Tamuli gut.
Tamuk.
Tam, we're making tamoks.
Okay, tamuli yugut.
Uh-huh.
Shagi muk. Shagi muk.
Tamuli. I keep saying
we good.
Tamuli
yugut.
Tamuli we good.
And this is
tamuli yugut.
What is Mike saying? I'm doing something.
Making tamuk out of halibut.
Okay. So it's making dried halibut.
Uh-huh.
Shagi muk tamuli.
We good.
You good.
You good. Yeah. No, wait, I gotta find that word. Hold on. Pachnah. Pachnah hak tuk.
Pachnah tuk. Patschnachduk is cold. Patschnachwachduk is cool.
Patschnachhaktuk.
Patschnachwachduk.
Oh, that's a. Oh.
Patschnachwachduk is cool.
Cool, yeah. That's what I got here. It's a wach. I couldn't see because the light is glaring.
Oh.
Patschnachwachduk.
That's cool. And it's patschnachduk
is cold. Yeah. Yeah. I want to say cool because I got Chagimuk Tamuni Ugut.
Yeah. She's catching on fast that way. You'll be like, talking more than we are.
I go around hearing myself. Ugh, ugh. I miss Kiryat again.
And there's a spider over there.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying.
Miss Giriak.
Beg your pardon? Oh, yeah. I don't like them. I got bit here.
Oh, really?
Just a big one that filled the hand, my hand. I was cleaning Grandma's barn and shook the rug and one landed. And I didn't know it was in my hair and it crawled down and I thought it was my hair. And I went like this because it bit me.
Oh.
And I didn't know what had bit me. And I looked and I went, and I threw it and went plop. Oh. Ever since then, I hate spiders. I hate them so bad. They give me the weebie-jeebies. And when I lived in Sri Lanka, they're like this, the spiders. They go from tree to tree in their legs. So when you're walking in the jungle,
wind?
They eat birds, those spiders.
What kind of spiders are they?
I don't know. They eat the birds. They're just like this. Huge, and they live in the trees way in the top.
Great big spiders?
Like that. I'm serious.
Yeah. I thought I seen big tarantula. I seen tarantulas in Hawaii. I seen one tarantula.
They're fat and hairy, aren't they? Yeah.
They jump through.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Thank goodness we don't have that stuff around here like snakes do. When I went down to Arkansas for Cheryl's graduation, she's telling me about that they don't like it. They're swimming in these little ponds, you know, kind of the snakes that ooze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I drove up with her from Arkadelphia, Arkansas, a little car with two big guys with us, her friends and Cheryl and I. It took us 5 days from way down there up to Anchorage. She was traveling. We'd leave about 6 o'clock in the morning.
She was hoofing it.
1 o'clock. She had a boyfriend in Kodiak.
She was hoofing it. That's some serious driving.
We ate cold sandwiches for 4 days. Finally, we got close to Alaska and it was getting drabber and drabber. And then pretty soon it was snowing. And that's one time, one night, we went to a motel. Those two guys slept out in the lounge and we got a room. Oh, it was miserable.
That's hard on the body when you travel like that.
I wasn't about to fly back 5 hours. No way. No way. From here to, from Anchorage to Denver, 5 hours. And then another hour from Denver to Oklahoma. And then another hour from Oklahoma to Arkadelphia.
You wouldn't fly it?
No.
We were on the air for 24 hours.
I had my birthday twice in one day because we traveled the international dateline.
Yeah.
I said, so does that make me 2 years older than I celebrated my birthday twice.
Oh.
I had it for 2 days, my birthday.
Yeah, a friend used to tell me a story of he said he went to tomorrow and came back to today.
You do. We were 11 hours different, weren't we? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, when we got back home, it was hard
to adjust.
We were getting up 1 o'clock in the morning.
Stu, Cheryl, and I, and her friend, lady friend, went down with us. And then it was midnight, and then I thought, look at that, it's midnight, and it's only 8 o'clock at home.
And we're still up and around. We just couldn't sleep in them for about 2 days, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
It was so doggone hot. I stayed in the dorm. 83 degrees May month. Doggone, there was a tornado warning there, too. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, they got all the students way down to the first floor. They opened the doors, the windows, and they gave us blankets. The girls were crying, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I just came down here to die. Sirens were blowing, and oh gosh. It went way on the other side of where the school was the next day, Cheryl.
Drove you over there to see it? Yeah.
Terrible.
I drove in the hurricane all the way from Florida all the way up to Maryland. I took the number one highway all the way, which is along the coast there. I didn't know. I says, dang, I can't get out of this rain. I didn't know I was in the hurricane all the way. Man, I says, it was raining. I was trying to see
fair wind.
We're
going fair wind.
My cousin Marie, she was like, you gotta pull over, Tuesday. This is not good. I said, I promised you I'd get you home in X amount of time. I'm gonna get you there. Don't worry, I can see. Just slow.
Yeah, Dana and I came up from California one time too in a little Volkswagen. She bought a little Volkswagen, you know, and we didn't want her to drive alone, so I said, oh heck, I'll go with you. So we came up, and then when he got up in the mountain with his pouring rain, you couldn't see in front, you know.
Yeah, it's like buckets coming down.
And there was a big truck ahead of us, and Dana just was staying right behind that truck. That they ever stopped and go underneath it.
I would have liked a big truck in front of me. There was nothing, no traffic, nowhere, and I didn't know why. Just kept going. I was like, boy, it's some bad rain down here, Marie. We got it all the way from Florida to Maryland. It was a hurricane. I found out when I got towards New York.
Oh,
wow, I was in the hurricane the whole way. No wonder it was raining so hard. It was blowing. I mean, my car was just,
Oh, yeah, it's over 100 miles an hour, a hurricane.
Yeah. I must have been just on the outskirts all the way. Gee, if I had stopped.
You couldn't stop, it'd probably blow you.
Marie, she's on, holy, never again will I, never again will I go.
She just turned your key off, it would just coast.
Yeah.
Look at this little guy working on that fish.
Okay, so let's check our next book. Okay.
Kadayaf.
What's Kadayaf?
Seagulls. Kadayaf ikasuk tuchtut. Kadayaf.
Yeah, Kadayaf. Seagulls. Now, all seagulls, even the ones with the little black tips on the wings, they call them Arctic terns, are they? You call them Kadayaks too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
some
so.
Kind, yeah.
Yeah. What about the sea puffins?
Kadayang.
No, they have another name for them.
The sea puffins? Puffins? Or the puffins?
Puffins are... I know those other ones, those little ones with a little red beak. We call them chewok. Those little
chewok?
Chewok.
Chewok.
Those little oyster catchers?
No, no, those are some kind of snapped kweok. That's a kweok. That's they get the real long.
The long red beak?
Yeah. That's a kweok. Chewok is a little sort of gray, white on its tips, on its wings.
They
will correctly conclude that free nations do not have the will to.
Quia,
that's oyster catcher?
Yeah.
Okay. How's, how do you say crab?
I don't know.
I know there's a name for it.
Yeah?
But I can't remember.
Bisquivir.
Oh, sakuk or il walrayek? Il walrayek? Sakuk?
Is that a crab?
Yeah.
Shakuk.
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 Shakuk. Shakuk. His wing, I know.
It's a K. Shak.
Shakuk. 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 Shakuk is like them guys in Nanolik, they call eagles, but Shakuk to them.
Shakuk.
That's big, that's long
wings.
Yeah, that's what they are. But they call them Shakuk.
Shakuk. Oh, uh-huh.
Because they have long wings, I guess.
Yeah.
That's big wings, Shakuk to them.
This is mine.
See my name up there?
I wrote this there.
Is that the one you're looking for?
No, I did. That's my writing.
Is that?
Yeah.
I know I wrote something on mine too.
Yeah, see all my writing? All my writing on here?
I wonder what the heck happened to mine. It must have got thrown away. All I found was this one. Wing. What were we talking about?
Crab.
Crab. Crab. I'm looking for wings.
So this one here is a humpy.
See that? Shakuk. S A Q U Q. Shakuk.
Crab.
Wing.
That's a wing.
Yeah. Shakuk. Shakuk.
And then crab. And then the crab is what?
And then the crab.
Shakuk.
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 And shakuk.
Shakuk.
Yeah.
Shakuk. Yeah.
Shakuk.
Not shakuk.
And the wing is shakuk.
Shakuk.
And wing is shakuk.
Yeah.
Shakuk.
Shakuk.
If I had my way of making a dictionary, I'd put an H there so it could sound shakuk.
Shakuk. Shakuk. See, he's making tomok. And that's humpy.
It doesn't look like humpy to me.
Yeah.
Is that?
It's humpy. Look at the tails.
Oh.
They're
all
red. A shag, they call a gashuk.
Oh, yeah, a gashuk.
Yeah. First, Alex picks out a humpy, the pink salmon that are running in the greatest numbers. So he layered the different kinds. Oh, what do you call a magpie?
Kashkayak.
Kashkayak.
What is it again?
Kashkayak.
Kah?
Kash.
Kash.
Kayak.
Kai. Kash. Kai. 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 Kayak. Kashkayak.
Kashkayak. Q-A-L-L-Q-A-Y-A-K.
Well, I spelled it C-U-S-K-I-U-K.
Kashkayak.
I'll worry about my spelling later.
Yeah.
Once I get the hang of their alphabet.
Yeah.
But right now I'm trying to just get the sound. So I'm doing it phonetically. Kaskayak. And Kadayak. They're
seagull.
Yeah, Kadayak. How do you say eating again?
Let me look.
Huh?
Eating is nechut. Chadayat yiqal humak nechut.
Eating is nechut?
Nechut.
So you have to add a muk to it?
Yeah.
It's eating.
Eating.
Yeah. Nachok is eating.
Kakia muk. It's eating a
salmon.
Silver salmon.
But he's actually eating the eyeball. So how do you say that?
Ingala.
Ingala. Kadayak.
I-E-Y-E.
Ingala.
Ingala piducha.
Ingala piducha.
Ingala.
What's piducha?
Piducha. It's eating the...
I.
Kadayam.
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 Ingala.
Ingala.
Piducha.
Piducha.
Uh-huh.
Wow, it's not, it doesn't sound anything like kadayak,
Yeah. Well, the seagull is eating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but this other one we're saying is...
he's eating the eye.
Seagull's eating the eyeball.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
you see the difference in that? See, he's really chewing down.
Uh-huh. Chadaya kikadim nechok.
Nechok.
That the seagull is eating fish.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. So, but kakia, or yeah. How do you?
Well, you could say fish. Fish, you could say kakia mukidok pidok.
Kakia
mukidok.
Kakia.
Kakia. Uh huh.
He's eating silver salmon.
Oh.
These are
this is silver. That's why.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Can I go?
What's just fish?
Iqashut. Yeah, Iqashut is all of them.
Okay.
Iqashut. Iqashut.
Fish.
Iqashut.
Is
Iqa. Iqadumuk. Iqadumuk. Iqadumuk.
Iqadumuk.
Iqadumuk.
Iqadumuk. It's easier when you say it faster. Iqadumuk.
Right, I want to see it in the alphabet.
Iqadumuk.
How they spell it. Okay. Iqalumuk.
Iqadumuk. 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 Iqadumuk.
Okay, now. The fish tail.
Pomshwat.
Pomshwat?
Uh-huh.
You got the pomshwat.
Pomshwa. Pomshwa. Egal. Egal. Pomshwa. Egal.
Iqadum pomshwa.
Or you could go igaluk pomshwa or pomshwa igaluk.
Yeah, either way.
Uh-huh. Okay. The
what's pomshwa?
tail. Pumshua, the tail.
Pumshua. Okay. Kuskiuk? Magpie.
Kaskaya. No, you don't say as kaskaya.
I can't do that one.
Kaskaya.
Yeah, there you go.
Kaskaya. Kaskaya.
Kaskaya.
Pumsha,
Pumsha, Igailo.
I'm trying to say the magpie's eating the fish tail.
Oh, Kaskayam, Pumsha, Piducha.
Piducha gets me in trouble.
Piducha.
Piducha. And what is piducha?
Eating.
I thought nuch.
It's eating.
Yeah, it's either eat. Nachok is when you're eating.
He's eating.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's
piducha.
Eating.
He's eating.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there we go.
Or nachok, he's eating too. Yeah. There's so many ways of saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm getting it bit by bit.
You'll be a little thick before December 31st. I guarantee that.
You see all the lessons I got from there?
Uh-huh.
My pum, I like that one. Pum.
You know, there's another way of saying that is when some, maybe a mother and their kid or some little kids following you all the time. I am pony pum shua.
Ah, they're your tails.
Yeah, my little tail, because the little kid is following you.
Ah, okay.
What was that again? My little tail.
Pumshua.
Whoa. Okay.
Kochyak.
Kochyak.
Kochyak. Well, they used to hunt for them before, huh?
Yeah.
I remember the Carlock men used to go up the lake in October and won't come back till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
With loads of fur.
Takukak. Lachyak or Piducha. Takukak. Piducha.
Takukam ikaluk piducha.
Well, you said he's eating the fish.
Uh huh.
I was just saying takukak piducha.
Eating the bear?
He's eating.
Oh, the bear is eating. Takukam
ikaluk piducha.
So you gotta go takukam
ikaluk piducha. The bear is eating the fish.
Well, if you add the fish in there.
Oh,
but
the
I was just saying he's eating.
Oh.
The bear is eating.
Ah, takukak nachuk.
Yes.
Takukak nachuk. Not piducha.
No. Okay. That's another way of saying it.
Piducha is, he's eating.
Right. Okay, yeah. So I could just say he's eating. Okay. Cool. Okay.
That's a word.
How do you say he's holding the fish?
Ikaluk.
Tumyakka.
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 Tumyakka. Tumyakka. Igaluk. Tumyakka. Luca. He's holding the fish.
Kochia. Look how they spelled Kochia. Huh? There's an S there.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been an H.
He's holding the fish by the pomshua.
Pomshua hun?
Pumyaka.
Pomshua hun?
Pomshua hun?
Tumyaka. Yaka. Tumyaka.
Okay. He's holding the fish by the tail.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's holding.
Brown. Kudulun.
Hey.
Kudulun.
Cool.
Kudugin.
Kuduluni.
Kuduluni, yeah.
Brown.
Hashnahuaktuk.
Mm-hmm.
Or, let me do this one.
Pachnachwachtuk, Pachnachtuk, Pachmecha.
Pachmecha.
It's getting cold.
Igani Shinak.
Igani Shinak.
Igani Shinak.
We're out.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. I'm going to remember. I was going away. What is we're out again? I can't remember. It's cool. Pachnak. Pachnak what? And I didn't have my book and I couldn't remember. I was just like, I know it. I know it. I'll get it. Remembering some of it.
You'll have fun when Gwenda comes.
Yeah. I want to give Grandma a call and just tell her. Igani Chinook. Far out.
Igani Chinook is student.
A student?
You're way over there.
Ah, look at that. See, this is tamuk now.
Tamulyut.
Tamulyut.
Uh-huh.
That's smoked salmon.
Oh, that's smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon?
Yeah.
Balkat.
Balkat.
Sami initot.
Balkat is smoked, right?
Uh-huh. Smoked fish.
Bucket is smoked. Then you go igal, igal,
igal,
igal, smoked, igal,
igal,
bucket,
igal,
igal, igal,
shari lugu igal,
shari lugu.
What's that?
Fried a fish.
Oh. Who's this old man?
Larry
McFay.
Larry McFay?
Uh-huh. He's the one that started it, I guess, all this.
Yeah.
Tanuhangchuk.
Tanuhangchuk.
Tamuhtuk.
Tamuhtuk.
Little boy eating tamuk.
Uh-huh.
Smoked salmon.
Oh, smoked salmon. Balkahtuk. Balkahtuk.
Balkahtuk.
Balkahtuk.
Balkahtuk.
Balkahtuk. Balkahtuk. Balkahtuk.
Balkahtuk.
You could say it that way too.
What's Balkahtuk? Smoked fish?
Smoked fish. He's eating smoked fish.
Cheetah.
Uh-huh. These are ikasumani.
Oh, these are, fish egg.
Uh-huh.
Look at how they look similar, huh?
Uh-huh.
Igalu.
Ikasum.
Ikah.
Ikalum.
Ikalum, si shwe.
Lum.
Si juk.
Lum. Ikalum.
Si juk. Si juk.
Si shwe.
Si shwe.
Shish.
Salmon eggs.
Shwe.
Or fish eggs.
Shish,
fish eggs. Shidak.
Oh, that looks so good.
A lug nut.
Salmon berries.
Uh-huh.
Or either it's cheetah, right? Or just this way it's a lug
nut. Berry.
A lug nut.
Cheetah is
smashberries.
Smashberries, yeah.
What do they call? What do they call smashing? Chiluk, I guess.
Pajiluki.
Pajiluki.
Pajiluki is smashing.
Pajiluki. Pajiluki.
Pajiluki. Pajiluki. Smashed. And Chidagalugi too. That's smashing. Chidagalugi.
Chidagalugi. I love my class. Now.
What is that?
He's hauling up the, he's pulling on that line to pull up the crab pots.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. For the Janji crab.
Well, that's the king crab.
Well, this is king crab, but his trap is supposed to be for Janji.
Yeah.
It says his Janji crab, but finds nothing. Then he sliced this open for bait.
Can't do that, no.
No? Really? You can't use fish for bait? Why? Well, they can just take their little self on a nice hike and can't tell me that's my ancestor's way. My goodness. That'll make me all hyper now. All hot and bothered under the collar.
We used to use fish, seagulls.
Anything, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seals, sea lions, anything.
Used to put a little bit sea oil on the seagulls.
Yeah.
A little bit of sea oil.
Remember Eli was silly?
Yeah.
Him and I had him with me one time in the 120. We ran out of bait, two pots, and he cut his t-shirt off. And luckily, the next day we got to grab it.
He put his shirt?
Piece of t-shirt.
Oh, really?
He had a white t-shirt. He cut another chunk for the other one.
I miss those times. I miss having the tea with my great grandmother. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember going to her house and she'd always have salmon berry jam and fresh bread and smoked the canned salmon. Butter and smoked salmon and tea. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I did too. I can't quit eating with 30. Especially fresh bread.
Oh, it smells so good, you know? And she made the best cookies. They were cocoa cookies. you know. She made the best cookies. So they just, I don't know how she made them. Mm-hmm. But they were with that that Darajeeling cocoa.
Yeah.
She made them. Couldn't see, but she made some good food.
Yeah.
Oh, that hump is good. Huh? He caught the Humpty. Whoa, look at that. This is a... Shagimuk. Shagia.
A shaggy color. A shaggy color. Agasho.
Agasho.
Agasho. Agasho.
And that is
Shag.
Shag.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a halibut.
No. Halibut is
Agasho. What is shag then?
Shag is one of them. You know those long necked, you know what a shag is?
Whiskey bottle
birds.
Ducks.
Yeah.
My uncle used to call them whiskey bottle ducks.
Oh, they're ducks.
Well, they're like birds.
They're they land on the rock. There's always a bunch of rock.
Yeah, the black ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And then your mallard.
Oh, those are the black ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, the black ones.
Oh,
rocks.
Yeah. Oh, those are shags.
Mm-hmm.
Can you eat them?
No, I don't know. You probably could, but nobody ate them.
Not like mallards, right?
Mallard, you know what a mallard is? It's a niskeduck. Niskeduck. Niskeduck.
Niskeduck. Kiduck. And that's a mallard.
Mm-hmm.
I like mallard.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good. And ptarmigan.
Mm-hmm. And then what they call a ptarmigan.
Hello?
What other duck code? There's a whistler. They call them twist. Kugumiat.
Yeah, a whistler's kugumiat.
Kugum.
Yeah.
Kugum, yeah.
That's a whistler.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller.
Kugum, yeah.
Kugum,
yeah. And then there was little black and white with the good. There's always a whole bunch of them. They come all hungry.
Oh,
those are
quail.
Whittails. No, those are Pinocchio's. Pintails, so they're Ahringic. They go
Ahringic.
Oh, yeah.
Ahringic.
Ahringic.
Ahringic. Those are pintails?
Split-tails.
Split-tails?
Split-tail, yeah. Pintail is a freshwater. Different kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So these are saltwater birds.
Yeah.
Mallard's,
whistler, split-tails.
Split-tail's
one with the
two long back
tails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agachnik? Kaguna? No, what do they call shag?
What?
Shag?
Yeah, that's Agashuk.
Oh, Agashuk.
You already put that down.
Agashuk. Agashuk and shag.
What do they call them? Golden eyes.
Golden eyes. Oh.
Those are the best styles there. I also remember when we used to.
They say there's a lot of them now starting to come out. I like to hunt them too.
What's colloquium?
That's the one you're talking about, that stuff.
Goldeneye?
No, that's sequel.
Sequel of
Koyokonuk.
Konokoyut, yeah. Konokoyut.
Konokoyut.
Is it Yut?
Konokoyut.
And those are?
Sequel.
Agashuk is a split tail. Yeah.
And Ahunyuk is
split tail.
Yeah.
Okay. Kugunyuk is whistler.
Whistler.
In the most places. Nick.
Mallard.
You understood?
Yes.
Pom shua hun.